Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and joining me, Noah Cassidy on Wednesday.
The Did You Know Show on Hump Day.
Oh yeah, let's get after it. Noah, what do we got today?
All right, so, well, space. I'm a space nut. Not really actual space.
Space cowboy?
I actually like really sci-fi stuff. It's kind of what I am. I like that kind of stuff. But anyway, so mine's a little bit to do with space. And I was actually a little surprised. More I think about it, maybe it makes a little bit more sense. But it's still kind of cool. So, did you know that theoretically, if you were driving a car and there's a road that went straight out up into space, it would take about an hour to drive into space.
That's only it. an hour to get into space.
If you were driving, it'd probably only take about an
basically
hour.
Basically, what you're saying is the distance in mileage and miles from the Earth to out of the atmosphere is only 80 miles or something?
Somewhere around there, right. So this is it's probably around, they're saying more closer to 60.
Okay.
So, like, I guess your average highway type of speed.
I shouldn't say that I'm used to usually driving 80 miles.
Yeah,
an
I know,
hour
right?
You
just, I think oh, we no. now know how Brent
myself.
Drives. But, anyways. All right. So, yeah. So, space stretches out in all directions, right? Doesn't matter which way you go up, it'll go into space, at least as far as we can tell. Well, for some, it's 46 billion light years. Is what they're expecting it to go, but it doesn't take all that long to actually get to where it begins from Earth. In fact, if you had a car that could somehow drive upward towards the Kármán line, is what they call it, which is the barrier that marks the beginning of space outside of our atmosphere, you'd arrive there in little more than an hour, and that's would be cruising at about 60 miles an hour.
Gotcha.
So the Kármán line was named after Hungarian-American physicist Theodor von Kármán, and it was set by the Federation Aeronautic. There we go, aeronautic. That's not the right word, but whatever, we're going to go for it. International. Short, it's the FIA. It's some federal type of thing. So the world governing body for air sports and existing 62 miles above the sea level. So 62 miles
62
is what they're
miles.
Saying is where that line
the
is.
The atmosphere, how far is the atmosphere?
Yep, so there
you
go.
I wonder how far you'd have to keep going on that trajectory to get to the moon. How long would it take you to drive to the moon? How long would it take you to drive to another planet? You know, that.
Yeah, it kind of makes you want to kind of wonder.
Right.
I guess you could technically do the... Do the math,
yeah,
but you'd have to separate
how much,
it by miles. NASA actually looks at it a little differently than the FIA, which I think is a little odd because they classify anything 50 miles above sea level as space also. So they look at it a little different
so
than we do.
Consider the atmosphere even lower.
Yeah. It's about at least 10 miles lower. I don't know where the FIA, I can't see... Oh, say, no, yeah, 62. So 12 miles. They consider space 12 miles closer to Earth than the FIA does. But regardless, less than,
well,
more than, right
still,
around
I'm
an
still
hour.
Really appreciative of the atmosphere, no matter how big it
yeah,
is.
I don't
because
care
I remember
at all.
That one, did you know, you had about the meteor.
Yep, they come through
into,
all the time.
They crash into the moon, so glad we have that atmosphere that takes it from that. 50, whether it's 50 miles, 62, I think it's enough to
keep
us safe. So
yeah.
I appreciate the atmosphere for that. Okay, my
you
did
have.
You know
yep.
show today. So I kind of knew this one, but whenever I was thinking about it, I could only remember two of them. I'll explain what I'm talking about. Did you know that McDonald's chicken nuggets come in four specific shapes?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
So I had heard
that,
this
actually.
Before, and I. But whenever I was thinking about it, I could only remember two. Now, I remembered that they all started with the letter B, and I remembered two of them were the boot and the bell. So if you ever get chicken nuggets at McDonald's, look at them. Some of them, there'll be all of them will be shaped like four different shapes. So
okay.
There's the boot, which obviously kind of looks like a shoe, kind of swoops out at the end. Then there's
okay.
the bell, a little bit wider at the bottom than the top. The other two that I couldn't remember, but I found, are... The bow tie. And,
okay, I could see that.
And the obvious one, I forgot, the ball, just around
just
circle.
Just a round circle.
But yes, so they are in four distinct shapes, and that's what they are. The boot, the bow tie, the ball, and the bell, and they come out of a rotating mold and everything. So when
oh,
they're
so
produced,
it really is
they are
just
produced
that shape.
In these molds, and they get shaped, and then they get dropped in the conveyor belt, and then they're breaded and cooked before going out to the restaurant where they'll be served in those four shapes. So if you're swinging by McDonald's sometime and picking up some chicken nuggets, take a look at those shapes if you got didn't notice
cookie
before.
Cutter. Yep. Cookie cutter.
Yep.
Nuggets.
Right. They are, but they're still pretty good. Tasty. Yeah, you know, maybe nuggets. Not my favorite nuggets out there, but they're still good. I'll enjoy them from time to time. But yeah, if you do, take a look at the shapes of them and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Well, that is the Did You Know show for us today on Hump Day Wednesday. Come on back tomorrow for another episode.